Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Outpost Frequencies, brought to you by thelastmovieoutpost.com for all of your movie news, reviews, and everything cool about film. I'm your host this evening, not George Lucas, and with me, as always, is Drunken Yoda.
Just gotta have some coffee. Just wait, I'm not ready yet.
He's just about with us, and also is Sean, as always.
Where the white women at?
And there we go.
Anywhere but near us.
Yeah, that's right. Where we are, not here. How is everybody, first of all? Yoda, I know you're tired because you overslept.
I did. Words no good today.
Brain function not well without coffee. Yeah. Good.
General protection fault.
And Sean, how are you?
I'm all right.
Jolly good.
It's just flowing.
Well, I've been the same. I've been at work today, and I didn't want to. The only thing that's happened to me this week is I actually went out and bought some nice shirts to wear for the stream to actually make it look like I'm into movies.
I thought you looked fancier today.
No, that's just because I wash my hair.
Well, that time of the month, huh?
I'm glad you said month instead of year, like I normally do. Should we talk about some news first of all?
Yes.
For example, let's talk about awards, both good and bad. Actually, mostly bad. I'm actually going to say, because the Oscar nominations are out, and it seems nobody cares.
I don't. I did bet on them, because last year I saw that you could bet on who would win. And I did sort of a little thing, and I said, "Oh, I'm going to mentally, determine who's going to win." And I was right, like 90%, because it's very easy to tell who's going to win these things now, right?
So these days, yeah.
Yeah, so I bet a little money on it, and we'll see. And I think it's pretty clear again this year. It's we know who's going to win these, right? Because you can look at the.
the funny thing is I looked at like the best director and. Jane Campion has been nominated, but also the guy who I can't even pronounce his name, but the guy who directed Drive My Car, who is Japanese, I think he is. So it might be a close call this year, because there's a woman and an Asian person.
No. See, it's not, because if you follow the news, you'd know that Asians now are white adjacent. So, true. Male, Japanese, Asian, white adjacent, same as a white man versus woman.
Okay. Look, Sean, whatever it is, it won't be on merit.
Of course not.
No.
Okay.
No.
So let's just get that out of the way.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
Is, this is. Yeah. Yeah. I think they're going to have like the you know how they have the goodie table. I forget what they call it. The gift table, and there'll be the colored gift table and the whites only gift table, and. The Japanese will have to go to the whites-only gift table because that's what they're considered now. This is the psychosis that Hollywood is in now. That skin color is now the most important part of you. It's sick. It's just sick.
It completely defines who you are, and it doesn't attribute anything towards talent and skill.
No.
No. I mean, they made a big thing out of it, a couple of years ago, where they said, we're going to make sure to be more inclusive or whatever. I don't know. Whatever. The code Chinese words that they used back then. Yeah, so
I'm rooting for Dune. I know it won't make it, but if they had wised up at all, it should win a lot, because it was just such an impressive movie, from effects to story to taking something as dense and as opaque as Dune and making it really accessible but not dumbing it down. I feel like that movie does not get nearly enough credit.
Do you think the visuals of it were more of achievement than Blade Runner 2049 or whatever the Blade Runner.
Yeah,
sequel.
I
now,
do.
I'm not saying I'm not saying story or whether you like them or not, but just based on the visuals, do you think it was a, more of a
the visuals in Blade Runner 2049 are vibrant and beautiful, and there's a lot of different kinds, and they all look great. But Dune, I think there was like those dragonfly copters and some other things that they did. There was never a moment where I was looking at that screen thinking green screen.
Yeah.
Not once.
Funny enough, I watched Blade Runner 2049 this week, and it is in the same category. There's that no point do you think you are watching anything which is false or CG. It was the attention to detail was incredible.
He's never made a bad movie as far as I'm concerned, and his you know, effects, visuals is impeccable.
Denis Villeneuve.
Yeah, really is one of my out of the mainstream directors. You know that he's certainly my favorite.
Weirdly, an underrated director. I feel like it's like he's not talked about like a Scorsese or a Coppola or Spielberg or something like that. And yet, and maybe because most of his movies are really understated in their own way.
And there are stories that aren't like, and maybe it's like because, they're a sequel and then a remake, more or less, but not so much like an original. Is that maybe what it is?
I don't know. Sicario was certainly original.
Yes,
Arrival was certainly original. I don't know.
Prisoners was the same, wasn't it? Prisoners was only based on a book, wasn't it? It was quite original.
Yeah.
Well, I was just spitballing. I don't feel that way or anything. I'm just
No, I know you're trying to figure out why he's not. I think it's because he doesn't make movies for popcorn stuffers.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is a movie by an adult for an adult.
Big brain IQ movies for people like us.
Yes. Know. Of course.
Huh? Oh yeah.
Let's talk about Book of Boba Fett now.
That stupid helmet guy. I think though that I also get the impression with Villeneuve that I can imagine people are sort of saying to him, the producers are going, "Oh, we need to have token whatever kind of people in there," but he is just kind of, "Well, no, it doesn't fit the story, so I'm not going to do it." Whereas it seems with a lot of other directors, it is kind of, "No, you need to include this in this movie," and the director just goes, "Oh, okay, fine," and he just doesn't.
If he falls for that, he's so good, I don't even notice it.
Yeah.
So like Zendaya's in Dune. I don't know anything about the books. Maybe, she's a blonde-headed, whatever in the book. I don't know. But his movies are so good. That's if you're going to do it, that's the way to do it, isn't it? You do it and like you don't even notice it. It's not made into a thing. She's not invincible and like, whatever. You know how the normal trope is with it. The Mary Sue.
Why does everybody hate Zendaya? Am I missing something?
For me, it's because she never smiles. In all the photos she has done, she's always... And it's just... kind of smile, love.
I don't have an opinion on her one way or the other.
I mean, I think she's pretty. She's
she's...
likable in the Spider-Mans. I don't know. I mean, the one name thing is always kind of a...
Yeah, that's pretentious.
But other than that, I mean, I'm like...
I've got three names, not George Lucas. That's like as anti-pretentious as you can get.
My dad called me all kinds of names.
Mostly one word.
God damn it. had a real Jesus complex there for a while.
Yeah.
It was always, hey, God damn it.
I don't know if you guys have heard of Blackadder over here, but Blackadder is a TV series and Baldrick. And he said, "Baldrick, what's your first name?" He said, "Sod off." And he said, "No, it's not." He goes, "It is, because whenever I used to go up to the lads at school and say, 'Hello, my name is Baldrick,' they'd say, 'Yes, we know, sod off, Baldrick.'" One thing to mention, you say about which movie's going to win Best Picture, because obviously Dune is in there, but it seems to me like every year they add... like another number to them. Back in the day, I'm sure there was only sort of five pictures that were sort of nominated for Best Picture, but this year we've got Power Dog, West Side Story, Belfast, Dune, Licorice Pizza, King Richard, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, and Nightmare Alley. So,
well, they expanded it out because there were so many movies and there were people, which is funny because then the pandemic came and now there's not nearly enough movies. Really? Sonic got nominated this year? Really? Okay. You know, I mean, it
shows you what kind of year you've had.
It's so, but they haven't changed that. So, terrible.
I still haven't got to see Licorice Pizza. I would like to say, you know, I root for that, but I haven't seen it to know whether. I'm sure it's fine. You know, great. He's another. You know, I don't think he's really made a bad movie, and everything about it looks like something I'd really enjoy. But I still haven't seen it yet.
The only criticism I ever heard of Paul Thomas Anderson was, I think it was There Will Be Blood, and it's kind of, if There Will Be Blood, if you took Daniel Day-Lewis out of that movie, how good would it be?
Well, I don't know. You could say that about any Daniel Day-Lewis movie, though, man, you know?
But then he goes and works with someone like Adam Sandler, because Yoda, you just recently did a whole review of
Love,
didn't you?
So that shows you he can pull something out of even somebody you would maybe not expect it.
Well, I think that's part of it, though. I think you just kind of disprove the idea. I mean, if you get a hell of a performance out of Adam Sandler, and granted, he worked with what he had. You know, I don't want to go back to, since the Super Bowl is gone this year, and I'm a shameless, we'll shamelessly use whatever search terms that may get us moved up in the algorithm. Super Bowl, and good coaches will, like, if you get a certain type of quarterback, you're going to build the team around his talents. You're not going to try to force him to do things. If he can't throw, you know, 60 yards, you're not going to try to design plays around that, you know? So I think that Paul Thomas Anderson is really good at working with what he has. Now, Daniel Day-Lewis, he's got a pretty broad set of tools there to work with. Adam Sandler, he got a pretty narrow set of tools to work with. But either way, the guy knows how to make sure that he gets the best performance out of whoever he's working with. So I'd say to those naysayers that he drinks their milkshake.
Yeah. I would say that he's part of his genius is that he also knows how to cast the right person too. Not just, you know, so like if he was maybe his first movie, he clearly knows how to get the best out of them, and you know, he's like, he doesn't have a choice in who's cast the star or whatever. But since then, I think he's the kind of guy that you could see like, oh, he knows who he wants, you know, he knows what he can get out of him. He's too sure-footed to doubt himself on that kind of thing.
It is kind of weird because when you think, I always think back of like Stanley Kubrick, who had Peter Sellers. And he obviously, I mean, Peter Sellers is known as a great comedian, and his comic timing was perfect, and he was brilliant. But obviously Kubrick saw something in him which was made him a great actor. And the same with, also, it's really random, but there's a guy, British guy that you guys, again, probably never heard of, but called Leonard Rossiter, who was known as a British comedian. But again, he was in 2001 and a couple of other Kubrick movies.
That sounds familiar, Leonard Rossiter. What did he play in 2001?
It was only a small sort of bit part of somebody, but over here he was known as, he was in a series called, and I can't remember it for the life of me, but Rising Damp, where he played like a cantankerous old landlord, and it was a very funny series. It went on for many years, but then to cast him in something like 2001 is really odd. But obviously Kubrick saw something about him which recognized that he was a good actor.
Well, that would be an interesting topic one day, is the idea of typecasting. I think that, you know, there's been actors that have been able to break out of whatever typecasting they have, and some haven't. And I look at, like, how John Travolta was able to remake his career thanks to...
Tarantino,
thank you. And some others. Or Bruce Willis, he was a comedy guy from Moonlighting until he did Die Hard, you know, and then he was able to do a lot of different things. So I always feel like the typecasting is
that will
weirdly a form of bigotry, you know.
I suppose, yeah, it is. Kinda, it's like Peter Dinklage always plays that short fella.
I know, what the hell? So not fair. Why can't he play like Lincoln or somebody, you know, famously really tall?
The Michael Jordan story, starring Peter Dinklage.
I'll give it time. So moving from almost sort of
with CG, they could do anything.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they made what's his face, Captain America, look like a little skinny, you know, scrawny dude in the first Avenger. So
funny enough, in Endgame, obviously Peter Dinklage played a dwarf who was huge,
a giant dwarf.
Which yeah. is
still trying to wrap my head around. That.
I know it's like military intelligence or government help.
So from awards that nobody gives a monkey's about, we go to awards which still nobody gives a monkey about. But we had the news this week about Bruce Willis is getting his own category in the Razzies.
Hope he wins.
Fingers crossed.
I'm gonna put some money on that one. Yeah.
Yeah. I put everything on Bruce Willis, guys. I hope I don't lose the farm.
I have seen a couple of these movies, and they
are terrible.
I gave them a chance. I reviewed, I can't think which one. Apex, I think, is the one that I reviewed on the site, and it was terrible. And I kept coming back to the thing of thinking, this was John McClane. This man was John McClane.
He just and now, does not give a fuck anymore. He just is like, yes, I'm here to arrest you. They're shooting at us. Yeah, it really is that dull.
Did you guys see?
It's really weird how the timing worked out, because I've been seeing these little, like, I think it was on maybe Gutfeld and some other shows, just little things being talked about, and it all started with Red Letter Media going over all of the year's worth of Bruce Willis movies, and they looked at them. I mean, they were like, this was akin to when they did the Adam Sandler is a grifter. It really is that, because he basically said, like, they basically looked at it and said, okay, clearly these movies are low budget trash.
Yeah.
And he's not even there when they're shooting. They get him for like a day, and probably like it's like a $1.1 million movie, and a million of it goes to Bruce Willis, you know. they feel sorry for all the people who have to, you know, like, it's their chance to work on a movie that's, you know, got a big star, right?
Yeah.
And so they go and they try to, you know, it's like, okay, I get to work with Bruce Willis. They probably never see him, or maybe they see him that one, those few hours that he gets his ass out of bed and works on it with them. And then they get paid peanuts, or maybe intern type money, you know, to work on this. And Bruce walks away with $1 million. And you go, like, they were like, you know, I'd feel bad doing that to all the other people that tried to work on this movie. Of course, you don't have any other money to make it even look plausibly like he's there.
And why does he even do it? Because does he have like financial tax trouble or something? Because there's no, like, why keep doing? He obviously doesn't want to even be there. He don't need the money, unless, you know, there's something we don't know.
Their Wesley Snipes situation. I don't think he's paying. I think Rumor and Scout are 18, so I don't think he needs to pay child support anymore. And Demi Moore's got her own money, so I don't know.
Yeah, so it's why keep doing it?
It's the same as over here, that I know he had financial troubles, but Kevin Bacon does adverts for a mobile phone company over here in the UK. And it was, at first, I was so sort of disappointed. I sort of think, Kevin Bacon's doing this. Why is he doing this? And somebody explained to me that he got caught up in one of these tax fraud things where and lost all his money. And now he's having to do adverts for mobile phones. And it's really sort of, what a come down. You know, I mean,
Nicolas Cage, you know, that's the case with him, but man, he's still, you know, as over the top as he is, he still, you know, gives it a hell of a try, even in trash movies, you know. He's still entertaining to watch in those movies.
Wasn't it Willy's Wonderland, where he didn't even say anything?
Oh, it's great, though. It's a great movie.
It is, yeah, I know. I really liked it. It was so bizarre. It was fantastic. The same with Prisoners of Ghostland.
You don't like it because, as a movie, you like it as a spectacle, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
From what I,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not,
yeah.
It's, well, not, a, it's, you know, not a movie.
You know, my taste in movies can run the gamut of trash. I love so-called trash, and then I'll love some art house piece too. I'm not a I'm I'm not a picky man, I guess.
Apparently not.
So lazy, can't be bothered to pick up the remote control and turn over.
What's that? Oh, that's caviar. What's this?
No, listen.
I don't care.
I told you, my number one rule is if it don't bore me. Yeah. It can be, you know, that's really it. If it holds my attention, whatever about it, it could be. And I don't watch movies. I'm not a believer in the guilty pleasure or the so bad it's good. It's a case of like, well, if I enjoy it, I like it for whatever reason.
Is it entertainment?
Yeah. Does it bore me? And there's, you know, stuff is like, oh, it's so bad it's good. I don't like that kind of stuff. I'm sure some of the stuff I do like, people would claim that. Like, I love Unapologetically Maximum Overdrive. I think it's entertaining as hell.
Is that the one with Emilio Estevez?
Yeah. So yeah. To me, it's like, did I enjoy it? Do I rewatch it? Then it's not so bad it's good. I like it. You know,
it could still be so bad it's good. You enjoy it. There's shit I like and great stuff I'm not that big a fan of, and that's all. You know, it's all good. It's whatever it entertains you.
I'm with Yoda on that one. Like I say, some movies are so bad they're just enjoyable. They're so
well. But I've never watched one and been like, man, this movie's so terrible. But because they're failing so spectacularly, it's hilarious, and I like it for that reason. I've never.
Well, why don't you try one of these Bruce Willis movies and let me know if that theory still holds?
I'm gonna rewatch Space Camp later.
So the Razzies, again, it is kind of it's kind of fun, and I do like the fact that some people really take it in good humor as well. I can't remember who famously did it last time, but I mean, I know there's a couple of people who have taken them on and
showed up and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Halle Berry did for Catwoman. As if I remember.
That's right. That's what I was trying to remember.
Good on her.
Yeah,
now, that was a terrible movie that I did not enjoy a minute of.
I don't think I've ever finished it.
Elektra, that was another one that I just, there's nothing redeeming about that movie to me. The one with what's her name there?
Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Catwoman definitely exceeded my expectations in crap, but Elektra I just thought was, it just was dull and badly photographed, but it wasn't as bad as I hoped it would be. I was just bored. So yeah. I mean, what's your method of measurement? Because you can almost say Catwoman is better than Elektra, because you're not completely bored by Catwoman. Your mouth is agape and you're like going, this actually made it to screen, but you can't. It's like a car wreck. You can't look away, right?
Yeah.
But Elektra, you're struggling to stay awake.
I think I only watched Elektra because I was a fan of Jennifer Garner from Alias, and that's the only reason I watched it. And I couldn't tell you a thing about it now.
No, exactly.
I only watched it because, you know, that was the early years of the comic book movies really starting to try to find their sort of footing, and I had kind of hopes that I'd see the red costume and the hand and, you know, all this sort of thing, and it was. I don't talk about it anymore. I don't know.
So let's like I say, we've had a few other bits of movie news, but that has been excellently covered by Drunken Yoda in the latest video, which you can find on the channel. Just to get people there, we've just hit over 1,000 subscribers, which is wonderful news. So thank you for everybody who is joining us, all three of you at the moment.
All my sock accounts.
It took me a second, but I just got that. And so, are we going to talk about Boba Fett, the end of Boba Fett now?
Yeah, I think so. Because I might have a different take on it than you two, obviously. So, go ahead.
I was mixed in the last episode. I thought some of it was quite well done, but then some of it was very badly done. I don't think Robert Rodriguez should be let anywhere near Star Wars ever again. I used to be a huge fan of Robert Rodriguez. I remember with fond affection El Mariachi and Once Upon a Time in Mexico,
Desperado. Terror.
I'm even going to give Kids. A pass to the first Spy Kids. I actually thought was quite good fun as a kid. You know, as a kid's movie, it was quite entertaining. But his direction in these was so unbelievably boring. In the last episode, you had Boba Fett on a Rancor, and it should have been so awesome, and it was just sort of, and so, yeah, the whole series, what did you make of it, you guys?
I could have not watched it and been like, oh, good point. I guess, to me, it was serviceable. I have no emotional attachment to it. So to me, I can afford to be a little bit more forgiving, I guess, because to me, I'm like, well, you know, it was okay. The end, I think, was a letdown. You expected something big, but it wasn't too bad. There was some like stupidity in it, like, oh, let's all hide behind this car, and you know, that was so dumb.
I thought the whole war was quite a take on the word when you literally had like a dozen extras.
I mean it wasn't too bad. It's a show, you know, so I expected a scaled down, you know what I mean? I didn't expect like
are you going to expect that in Lord of the Rings?
I didn't expect like one of the battle scenes from Braveheart in it, you know. But I didn't despise it, but I can very much understand everybody that is a big fan of the stuff being like, oh, that was, you know, I get it. But I wasn't like, I didn't turn it off and go like, oh my god, what a waste of an hour. You know, it was mildly entertaining.
Yoda, what was your thoughts on it?
I did think it was a waste of an hour.
There was a great line on Twitter saying, I'm really looking forward to next Wednesday when I don't have to watch Boba Fett anymore.
Yeah. Who said that? You should.
It was just random.
You should.
Oh yeah, no, it's me. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, totally.
I don't know. The whole thing is, you know, when I look back upon it, you know, kind of digested it a little bit. I mean, it's just bad. Badly executed, badly structured, dumb moments. This is not Boba Fett. I don't know who this is, but this is not Boba Fett. And then when they, you know, he's like, I'm going to go get some help. I'm like, oh, okay, you got some big droids here. I assume you're going to bring in Slave One for aerial superiority and superior fire. Oh, he's bringing the Rancor. Okay.
What got me with that Rancor is I'm sure Danny Trejo, I can't remember the details, but I'm sure Danny Trejo said they take years to form bonds with their owners and everything else. And I'm thinking, he's had this thing 20 minutes. Literally. No,
he said it's the first person they see when they open their eyes is who they form a bond with.
I don't care whether he had the bond or not. You bring Slave One, for Christ's sake. What the hell are you doing? Well, you bring it in. Let's bring in this barely controllable monster to do the fighting. That makes sense.
But also, you can't call it Slave One anymore. That's really offensive.
I don't
really
give a shit.
Disavow.
That is so. The whole thing is dumb. I don't know what is he a crime boss of? He doesn't want to move spice through there. That seems to be the big thing. So what is he a crime? He's the daimyo of what? What's he doing?
Yeah, I'm a crime boss, but I don't want any crime in my city.
Run for frickin' mayor. If you want to be a hero, be a hero.
Spice anyway? Is it a drug or is it?
No, it's the spice melange from June.
It's a spice melange.
You have to say it in whispered tones. It's a spice melange. Yeah.
Spice melange.
There you go. It just everything about it. The more I think about it, the more I see how it was executed. One, he exits his own show. Like partway through, right?
Kind of relieved though. I mean, be honest, you know.
That's terrible. That's terrifying that you can't do it any better than this.
He probably threw his back out, and they were like, "Okay, we got to come up with something while this old fat dude heals."
I was just gonna say, can we put him in the batter tank? Yeah, that's not real. He's actually put his back out.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing was just set up for the Star Wars cinematic universe. That's all it was. And the stuff with Boba Fett, like, okay, he has a change of heart because he stays with the Sand People. Okay, maybe I could see that happening, but it's kind of difficult because all you hear from the Sand People is
donkey bleeding.
I mean, it's hard to get emotionally involved and you can't even hear their communications. And then he just decides to do a dance with a stick, and now he's good Boba Fett now. And I go, well, okay.
Well, wait a minute, wait a minute. He went on a special spiritual trip with a tree, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even remember that. And then I've seen stuff. It's like, well, if you saw him in Clone Wars, oh, screw off. I should not have to watch. I have watched the other show. I like the other show. But I should not have to watch the other show or remember something I watched 2 years ago to figure out what the hell is going on in this show. No, the show is crap. It's all crap. Screw you, Lucasfilm. Done.
That is very true about, like I say, that you, if you'd have read the books, you'd have understood. It's like, no, I'm watching a film. If I wanted to read, I'd go to the library and read a book. I completely agree. Yeah, I completely agree with that.
the Harry Potter films work on their own. Is there extra stuff in the books that is fun and adds some texture to the stories? Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. But it doesn't require me to read the books to enjoy the films. Mm. Why can't they do that in this?
To me, I've said this before, but I mean, it totally took away all of that mystery that Boba Fett had. You know, he just... I don't even know what he ended up as. Like you say, was he a crime lord? He said at one point, I can't get used to this, of the people bowing to him and everything else. And it's kind of, well, why did you want all that power in the first place?
Yeah. Your motivations are contradictory in the extreme. Nothing makes sense. You want to be a crime boss, but you want to be good guy. I don't. This is the guy who sold out the rebellion to the Empire without a second thought. And then the fight between him and Cad Bane. I'm like going, he got him down. And I refuse to believe this 6-year-old guy could have moved that fast. I'm just the whole thing was, it was badly choreographed. The fight was stupid. There were times where it was like, here come the droids, and they sit there and they wait and they wait and they wait, and then they put the shields up and then they start firing. It's like, what are you waiting for, assholes?
That's the bit that got me with the whole campaign. Is I was just thinking, where is everybody else? You know, I know they're all sort of like watching the Rancor doing his King Kong thing, but where was everybody? Surely Fennec should have been by his side. And the other bit that annoyed me was that this was just a technical point on the continuity. We just seen Boba Fett fire his rocket at the droid.
Yeah, I noticed that myself. Yeah, it's right again, back.
He went and picked up the Rancor, he grabbed a new rocket, threw it in there.
Sponsored by Pepsi Cola. Yeah.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
I'm trying to think of his thought process. It's like Rancor, fully armed spaceship. Let's see. Which one? Jesus Christ, how stupid.
They could have at least had a little scene where he starts out with the ship and it gets damaged. You know,
he can't find the keys.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
the lithium crystal run out or something.
Well, like, it's like, Ming-Na Wen is doing the best she can. She's probably the best thing in the whole movie. She's the one that's smarter than him. It's like, don't do that. Are you a moron? You know, there's a lot of that.
A lot of woman. Yeah, there's a lot of, yeah.
Yeah.
And, which I was fine with. I mean, it wasn't because, you know, she's a smarter woman or anything like that. I just think, you know, she's a bounty hunter. She's just, he just made just dumb decisions one after the other as it went through.
Yeah, the whole going to the other crime bosses and be like, well, just don't oppose me. Like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
You go stabbing me in the back now.
I'll take your word for it.
When they walk out, they all go, huh? I had my fingers crossed when I made that promise.
And she has to go in there and clean it all up, kill them all, which is... And, like, they bring in these other characters, like these kids... Never mind the grocery store bikes that they have in front, you know, that they all ride on. Why were they there? What was their purpose? They have no character. They have no nothing.
What did you make of the spin? There's a bit where
the
I think there was a
freaking thing.
It was so stupid that in the middle of a battle, it's like, I've still got time for doing a little spin round as opposed to just pulling your gun out and shooting
somebody. No reason to do that spin at all. And then the Wookiee, it's like, I'm injured. I'm fine. I'm injured. I'm fine. I'm injured. No, I'm fine now. Which one is it, goddammit?
Yeah, he can't. Yes.
I was going to say, you're obviously very good with guns and ammo and everything else. When you go to a shooting range, is there a spin class at all that you do before?
Yeah, I mean, you have to do that. That's what activates on.
I've just come down here to shoot. Nope, you've got to do 2 years of ballet before you can pick up a gun.
The first rule of gun handling is to always look cool with it. So,
well, you learn that. When seconds count and it takes, you know, half a second to squat and a second and a half to spin and squat, obviously do the spin and squat. No chance that a blaster bolt moving at the speed of light will hit you.
I'm just going to say on this, on a serious point, that most of the people that don't... I mean, do you want to make a serious point? This is probably going to get us in trouble, but... most of the people that were killed during World War II in the trenches were shot while spinning. Jones, sir. Jones, what's happened to Jones, sir? Well, he was trying to do a backflip, sir, before he fired his gun, and he got shot by the Germans.
They tried to cross no man's land, but the machine guns got him while they were still in the middle of their pirouette.
Yeah. Apparently, the heavy pack.
Shoes, the Germans just took him down.
Apparently, the guy with the radio, the 70-pound radio on his back, it threw him off.
To me, it was a shame. I have said this time and time again, but I mean, funny enough, because we've been tidying up, I found the book called The Enemy of the Empire, which is where Vader and Boba Fett fight in one of the comic books, and it's done really well, and it tells this story. And again, they had I forget who it was, but they had a younger actor playing the clone of Boba Fett, not Daniel Logan, the sort of teenage lad. They could have got him in to then play like a younger Boba Fett and actually had...
When did they clone Boba Fett?
In Attack of the Clones.
Isn't that his dad that was cloned, though? The dude with the other name?
I apologize. Sorry,
Jango or
something. Actually, Jango Fett was the original. And Boba was an unmodified clone that he took as his son. So,
I'm sorry.
I'm
going to have to revoke your Star Wars license.
Nerd!
No. Sorry, this is a Luke note.
I can't believe I had to be the one to correct you on that. That is just pitiful.
But basically, obviously Daniel Logan grows up to look like this other actor, like, say, I forget his name. But he could have come in and... No. The one in between.
Who's the one in between? I didn't know there was one in between.
I'm going to have to look it up because I forget his name. But the clones were all played by hang on a minute, I'm gonna have to look this
they
up.
They were either played by Temuera Morrison or Daniel Logan. That's the
Another one. No, there's not. There's another one.
I think you're there high.
Nerd fight.
It was.
Here's where he finds out he was wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm wrong on this one. Because you had Temuera Morrison playing Jango Fett, and then Daniel Logan played Boba Fett, who was only like 12 or 13, I suppose. And then you had somebody playing the clones. The reason I know this is funny enough because I actually knew somebody who went to audition to play the part, and he met George Lucas.
So by the time of the original trilogy movies, are all the stormtroopers still clones of?
They're conscriptions. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I actually kind of like, because the reason they do it, the reason they say we're not going to do clones anymore, we're just going to conscript people because it's cheaper. Yeah. It's totally what a tyrannical
U.S. government.
It. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you get tyrants in. They bring in stupid people to make decisions. I mean, that's just what and we're seeing it now. So, I mean, I find that actually quite believable. Like the dumbass from Harvard who said, we need to, in this order, drain the gas from the trucks, slash the tires, arrest the drivers, and then remove the trucks. Well, let's discuss that.
I'm still looking this up. I'm right on it.
Yeah, his confidence.
My Star Wars card is on the line here. So,
now Tamura was quite a bit younger back then. It's 20 years ago. Got bad news for you. The prequel trilogy is 20 years ago, bud.
That actually, I was going to make the point, funny enough, somebody pointed out that Meng Nei Hua and Tamir Morrison are the same age.
We're very close. They're like within...
Asian women don't age.
They either do or they don't, or they do and just sort of go short, fat. Well,
they don't until they hit like 80 and then it hits all at once.
Well, she sure hasn't.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You carry on talking amongst yourselves.
It's like the Dorian Gray thing. Like all her aging went into him, and so he's receiving all of her aging. That's why he looks like hell in the Book of Boba Fett.
All the weight she would have gained, he's getting.
Yeah, he's getting it.
I can't believe he didn't try to lose some weight before they filmed that too, because he. You know, they could have put him.
I saw a picture of him in, like, they show him getting the armor on in the Book of Boba Fett, and then you see him in Mandalorian, and there's clearly been some weight loss there. Mm. He's still a barrel chested, he's big, and there's probably only so much he could do, but he has clearly lost some weight for the Book of Boba Fett that he had not in Mandalorian. So I'll give him that one. You know. Yeah. Credit work.
I mean, he's old, and it's not easy to lose weight when you're old, as we know. Unfortunately,
I'm a good 10 years younger than him, and I've lost 8 pounds somewhere. I don't know. You can't tell.
I do always think I'd love to have played Captain America just so that somebody paid me to get fit.
Yeah,
like you had somebody like cracking the whip on you.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. That just sounds like a lot of
trouble. It's gotta be a tough bit. Hey, here, it's between 2 and 2:15. Eat the chicken. All right, put it down. Spit it out.
I cannot find this guy's name. I will look it up.
I'm telling you, you're high. There was guys in the prequel that played
There's somebody who played the clones, the older version of the clones. When they're looking across all the clones,
Tamora Morrison played the older version of the clones, and
you know, they have this thing called CGI where they can make people look young and old, even back then.
It was a different actor. I'm trying to find a shot.
Okay. Just listen. Just go along with it.
Tell you,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, we got a show to do here, guys. Yeah. Just pretend he's right.
You keep doing this show, George. You got to stay off the drugs.
I'm going to find it. Right. Anyway, so, we fixed
quality
Boba Fett.
Content. We're putting on right now.
No, because I'm trying to prove a point. I'm definitely
this is
right.
What those 1.1
and failing 1, 000, miserably.
This is where those 1,000 subscribers come to every week to watch you fail to Google something.
I am so on the ball.
Let's talk about anything else.
Right, no, so, well, right. I, just to set this clear and put it on the record, that last week there was the new trailer out for Uncharted, the video game, the movie conversion with Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. I wanted to talk about video games to movie conversions, but no. We did sport, which should have been done this week because the Super Bowl is on.
No, and we planned to do it last week because it was in between the Super Bowl. Because nobody's going to watch us this week. Everybody's watching the goddamn Super Bowl. So we'll do it this week.
We were going to do it 2 times ago, but we had problems and the show was canceled. And then because it was so close to the Super Bowl, we did sports movies last week.
But since you whined and bitched and moaned for the last 7 weeks, I believe, about this, we'll do it. I have the list.
It's topical, I thought, is what it was. That's what
topical, yes.
One of these. Like I say, Uncharted is coming out. Now, I must admit, the trailer for Uncharted actually looks half decent, but
I didn't realize it was a video game movie.
Really?
I had no idea. I thought it was just a Indiana Jones / National Treasure type ripoff. I didn't know Uncharted was a game.
I must admit, I don't think I've actually played through any of the games. I have heard of them.
I've heard of them, but I've never seen it or played it or anything. So,
Is it a Pac-Man?
Yes, it's a Pac-Man.
Okay.
It's apparently the stories are very good, and I always thought it was kind of a rip-off of Indiana Jones, that, you know, it's this young adventurer and he's always looking for artifacts and that kind of thing, is the impression I got from it. So it was kind of like a cool version of Lara Croft. That's, I shouldn't describe it that
I
way.
I don't think so.
It's going to get me into trouble.
Disavow. Well,
as long as Lara has the boobs and the shorts, so sorry. It's never going to be better than that.
Yeah, but she's obviously not going to be as good at it as a man, is she?
That's true. No woman can do it.
No woman could stack books like this.
Well, we got some video game nerds in the chat now.
Thank you very much, Eggy. Yeah, his name was Bodie Taylor. Thank you. Thank you, Eggy.
That's why he hasn't been invited back on this week.
What scene has he been on? What scene is this man... This teenage, because I don't recall seeing any teenagers in either of the prequels. Of course, I've blotted many of the prequels out of my brain, so I will cop to that.
Yes, basically, there is a whole scene where all the clones are sat down and they're eating, and he sort of sits down and goes, it's not him. No, if you Google what he's just said, if you Google Bodie Taylor, you can see the scene, and it's not him. I was absolutely right. Star Wars card brought back and laminated. Thank you very much.
That right, must feel really gratifying to know that you're such a super dork that you knew that.
Yes, it does, actually. Thank you very much.
He could win arguments like that with his wife.
I would know the secret of winning. I could make a fortune.
Sadness descending upon this chat. It's just palpable. George, I'm sorry to interrupt you here. I have, in chronological order from the impeccably accurate source, Wikipedia, all the video game movies that have been released. So I thought we would go... I am quite surprised. I guess I shouldn't be, because video games really didn't start until 80, 81. I mean, really becoming a big thing. And
with kind of a story in that behind them and everything, wasn't it?
Because Tron was sort of a movie before it was a video game, right?
Well, Tron spawned the video game. It wasn't based on a video game. The video game is based movie.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tron was the movie before it was a video game.
Right, so this that doesn't count. We're talking about the video game came first, and then they decided to try to make a movie on it.
Okay.
So the very first one of these was in 1993, an absolute classic, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
With John Leguizamo and...
Are we talking about the video game or the movie?
I don't want to talk about that at all. I'm just going to leave if you insist on talking about that. It's terrible. It's so bad.
The problem with it is the fact that the premise of the game worked, because it was kind of a computer game and it was all set in fantasy. When you tried to make it into like a real life movie, there was just no way it was going to work in any way, shape, or form.
I do agree with you, Sean. Mm-hmm. Absolutely agree with you. But I kind of like it. I think it's because it's just so. I kind of like it from like watching it like we were talking about, like it's just so bizarre, like the things they came up with. Like there's mushroom shit all over the place, because that was and the de-evolution, and they get these little tiny heads of dinosaur guys, and it's and of course you got Dennis Hopper just going
what was a better take on Super Mario was the Super Mario Brothers / Zelda cartoon that
I mean, it's terrible. That was, but I kind of watch, I don't know, I guess not like it as much as I just find it fascinating. I'm just trying to figure out what concoction of chemicals in these people's brains came up with this.
Cecil at Good Bad Flicks did a very deep look at that movie a couple years ago, and he explains a lot of these decisions, and I recommend anybody that's curious about that to go watch it on Good Bad Flicks.
I'll have to check it out, because I mean, it's it's
I kind of actually want to watch Super Mario Brothers again now. I'm going to put it on my list. I just want to see it.
George, just remember that's time you'll never get back for your life. I just want to remind you of that. That's gone forever. So that's all I got to say about that.
I don't know. I kind of want to see it now to see how bad it was.
It's bad.
But
I have seen it, but I don't remember. Like I say, only very vague things about it. So I kind of
Dennis Hopper's in it.
Oh yeah, he's chewing up the scenery like crazy in it.
He had a good time.
Yeah, Fisher Stevens. You've got
John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo, okay. and who plays Mario? A guy from Roger Rabbit.
Bob Hoskins
plays that. Yeah.
And did you know Mario's last name is Mario?
Yes,
Mario.
Mario is his official Nintendo name.
No, do you know what that is? That's the dad filling out the birth certificate, going, name Mario. Oh, damn, that's the surname. Mario. Yeah. Tron is, like I say, am I right in saying that Tron spawned the games then?
Yes, we just said that 5 minutes ago.
Well, there's Star Wars video game. There's a lot of the Star Wars video games out there too, but you wouldn't say they're based on. It's the other way around. So we're only talking about video game came first, then they created a movie.
What? There's a Star Wars movie, not just video games.
There was a movie called Star Wars.
One or two.
Based on your previous behavior earlier in this stream, maybe you're not familiar with it.
All right, so next we had the Double Dragon, which I've never seen. Most of these I've never seen.
I didn't know there was a Double Dragon.
I do remember seeing Double Dragon at some point in time.
What year was that?
94.
94.
And in 94 also, followed it very quickly, was Street Fighter. And I believe that's the one with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
And Kylie Minogue.
And Kylie Minogue. Raul Julia is the only reason to watch that movie, because he is having a ball.
Only thing I remember about it is that it spawned the great meme. For me, it was only Tuesday.
Funnily enough, actually, it's also got Ming Nai Wah in it as well.
Amazing.
Mortal Kombat?
Now, the first Mortal Kombat I remember loving as a child, but I watched it again in the last few years. And
don't do that.
Terribly, terribly directed.
Put that on the list. Don't revisit. Don't revisit the one you loved as a kid, you know?
It's one of those movies where somebody is filming the action, but then they have to cut to every punch and kick. And it was just, it was the most bizarre. And like, so I remember it was Paul W.S. Anderson who did Resident Evil
Who has went on to have a long career of making shit video game movie adaptions.
Yeah. His direction in the movie was terrible. I was just thinking that in Mortal Kombat, I do remember that it had Bridget Wilson, who's got resting bitch face, because she looks miserable all the time. But it did also have Talisa.
Well, she is in a Mortal Kombat movie. two of them. Mortal Kombat Annihilation followed it.
Isn't that Ming-Na Wen from... She's in one of them there. She's from the Street Fighter one. Yeah, she's in Street Fighter. I just remembered that. Yeah, she's the reporter that turns into whatever, enters the contact.
One of the Street Fighter characters.
Yeah, when she Street Fights something in it.
Sorry, Yoda, just looking at that list, I do like the fact that Mortal Kombat on Rotten Tomatoes has got 44%, but Mortal Kombat Annihilation has got 2%.
2%, yeah. This is when critics were actually still worth a shit. Super Mario had 24%, Double Dragon had 13%, Street Fighter had 13%, Mortal Kombat had 44%, and it was the king for a while. At 44%, it was the best video game movie for over a decade.
So you could say the amount of people that like Mortal Kombat are equal to the amount of people that approve of Joe Biden's job. No, actually, it's got a higher rating now that I think about it, because I think he's down to like 39% or something last time I looked. So
I was told there'd be no math.
Sorry. It's very rare for me to do that. I don't know what
1999, this one I was really looking forward to because I love the game or the game series. And it got a whopping 10% Wing Commander.
You know, that movie actually was kind of... It was... When I watched it originally, I did not know it was a video game adaptation. And I remember at the time being like, yeah, it's, you know... I'm not going to rewatch it, but I didn't feel my time was completely wasted on it.
It's with Freddie Prinze Jr. and
Matthew Lillard.
Lillard and a few others. I really
woman that don't matter.
Saffron Burrows, I think.
Yeah, that's it. I love the game series. Wing Commander, the game series, been fantastic. The first two were sprite based space combat. They did the best they could with what they had, but it was a lot of fun. It worked really well. And then when you got to Wing Commander 3, that's when they started doing that. That was about the time when CD-ROMs were getting big, and they did full motion video. So they shot everything on green screen. And they had a pretty good cast in. They had Mark Hamill playing the protagonist as Blair. They had the head of the Droogs. Why can't I think of his name? Guy that killed Captain Kirk.
Oh, Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell, thank you. He was a general in it. They had Biff from Back to the Future playing one of the characters. And then they had Jennifer McDonald as one of the love interests, and then the other one was, I can't remember her name, but she was a porn actress.
Tracy Lords.
No, just it wasn't her. It wasn't her. I'd have to look it up. But you know, they had, depending on how you did, you had all these full motion video as it took you through the story. So they, you know, Chris Roberts is wanting to do a movie. And this was the closest he got. He did that. He did Wing Commander 4 and then Prophecy. Mm. And he did a lot of full motion video with that cast. But then he finally got a chance to do a movie in 99, and it sucked. But he actually directed the movie, the guy that made all the video games, and it was garbage.
He must have been very proud of himself.
Just to interrupt, but Sean on the chat has described Super Mario Brothers as it's a filmed rape. that's how he describes it.
Speaking of subjects that we should have been talking about today, instead.
But then get out the pinball machine.
But then
good
came along.
That's a very good reference.
But then came out, not to take over Yoda, sorry, but then came out Lara Croft with Angelina Jolie as the Tomb Raider.
20%. Still not breaking 20. Mortal Kombat.
2001, that was.
But they made a sequel. It must have made some money.
It did. It made $274 million worldwide.
That's sad that it made that much money.
Resident Evil was... The first Resident Evil got...
36.
Yeah, and it got... thrown upon us, raped us, and we have now got to deal with that series being in existence
for like infinite
500
Resident Evil infinitum.
I mean, I haven't seen it for many years, but I remember the original Resident Evil being quite entertaining. But
it had some neat moments in it, that was pretty neat. And after that, it just...
I also remember the young girl in it not being very good. The one who was playing, I want to say mother, or like the computer, whatever it was. I just remember her not being very good.
I did like when Red Letter Media tried to watch them all at once. And I think they got to like the fourth one. He's like, and that's when the movie broke our brains. And it's just this really stupid, really stupid action scene in it, and they're laughing so hard I thought they were going to piss themselves. They may have. I really don't know.
It's got its fans though. Like, my niece loved the series. She, every time one come out, she's like, I'm gonna go see the new Resident Evil movie. I was like, they're still making those.
Your niece is why they are.
I mean, because she's, you know, a late millennial. Yeah, she's one of the Talian millennials, and you know, she grew up with...
If you like any of these movies, God be with you, but it's...
God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah. I mean, you love them, that's fine. You get entertainment out of them, that's fine. We all have our shit movies that we get entertainment out of, but I think the overall quality, I mean, I'm not seeing one in here that gets a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
I mean, the only one that I would give some... I mean, forget the Rotten Tomatoes thing, but one that we're sort of going through that list of that I thought was actually quite decent was Silent Hill.
I didn't like it. I thought it stunk.
Never seen it. Oh, no. See, I thought it was... I've seen it a couple of times. And apart from Sean Bean trying to do an American accent, which I don't understand why they get people like Sean Bean to try and do accents.
Yeah, just... he's supposed to die, isn't he? That's all he needs to do. Show up, die. What's yeah, the problem? Yeah, be British and die.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But I've... No, I've seen... Silent Hill a couple of times, and I rate it. I think it's quite decent. I think it's a lot of practical effects, which are very good, and the story is quite decent. And like I say, I rate it myself.
I mean, I'm just looking through these. So we got another Lara Croft, got House of the Dead, another Resident Evil, Alone in the Dark. That one was an ooey bowl joint.
Yes. Oh.
Another masterpiece snubbed by the Academy.
To be fair, Uwe Boll is completely... He is, to me, the person who has single-handedly completely ruined all movie game video game conversions. Because he did things like Far Cry and Postal and a couple of others, and his stuff is atrociously bad. How anybody is ever given him work as a director is beyond me. Beyond me.
I don't know. But he'll fight you. He'll get in the boxing ring if you don't like his movies. He's going to challenge anyone, wouldn't he? Because that's an argument.
DOA, Dead or Alive, wasn't bad, as I remember. Because it had... with the Rock.
Yeah, not even the Rock could save Doom. It has Carl Urban in it. For God's sakes. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. DOA, Dead or Alive, that had Jamie Priestley and Holly Valance and Sarah Carter.
Big name cast.
Well, but they're all totty. Again, I think it's one of those movies that carried me through. It's just the girls in it.
Yeah, I heard that's pretty saucy, so to speak.
Yeah.
And it's famous for its cheek.
Yeah. Kind of famous for that, isn't it?
Yeah. But, they make that one. Nobody really cares. They make... Sucker Punch, everybody says, terrible, misogynistic, horrifying. Which it was, don't get me wrong, I do agree. But, DOA wasn't any better.
Why do you say that like it's a bad thing?
I'm just stating facts here, sir.
DOA, the actual video game, was just about women in bikinis fighting each other, wasn't it?
And then there's like a volleyball version, right, where they're just the cheeks in bikinis playing volleyball or their tits bounce around.
Is there? I don't know, Sean.
Yeah, there is. play it. I just know.
Yeah, no, I've never heard of it either.
Is that right after that is when Gamergate started?
There was a Tekken movie? Goodness me, I don't remember that one. That got 0%.
Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li. That's when they tried again, and they hired the girl from Smallville that played... Lana Lang in it, Kristen Crook.
Yeah,
and
she's in Reacher, the new series Reacher.
Oh, excellent series, by the way. That you should.
Yes. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Prince of Persia: Sands of Time. That was actually a pretty.
That was a big budget and everything. Big budget, for that.
Yeah.
Jake Gyllenhaal. That was passable. Silent Hill Revelation was
not very good.
How much did they have to pay him to convince him to do that? I wonder. Because even at that point, his acting career had really become a thing.
I think that movie kind of... I mean, it took him another... When did that come out? 2010. So it took him another 8 years. Nine years before he did a big budget one again, and that was the Spider-Man.
Maybe he just wanted to meet Gemma Arterton.
Maybe
you'll do this movie. Yeah, Gemma Arterton's in it. Oh yeah, I'd like to meet her. Yeah, let's do that then.
I can respect that.
Speaking of him though, his best movie is Nightcrawler.
Yeah,
and he does a hell of a performance. So awesome.
I looked at that movie, and my theory on it, for those of you who haven't heard it or whatever, but if that movie were an '80s slob versus the snobs comedy. I mean, all you'd have to do is just dial that and change a little bit of the tone, but you could do the same. You could have the guy getting taken to the hospital, all of that. It'd be just, oh, that crazy Jake, But you turn the dial to tense, and it's a whole different movie, but the plot...
It would be a good...
Yeah, He bags, a black comedy, he bags, yeah, the producer, gets the girl. All of that stuff could be just an 80s slob movie that makes good, you know? Like those ski movies or something like. It could be the exact same thing. And it's like, but we'll just change the tone just a little bit.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great.
It's a great movie, though, legit.
Like Revenge of the Nerds, you know? You could easily turn that movie into a bunch of sociopaths.
That's true.
It is funny the way
they kind of are, like, anyway, though. They are.
The guy raped her. The guy rapes her. At the end. Those crazy nerds.
It was okay, though, because it was love at first rate.
Yeah, it turns out she was into that.
I mean, they're married in the later
movies. They get married. I know, but they met through rape. And I'm like going, yeah, you know, because the tone is funny. Everybody goes, oh, those crazy nerds. Well, Nightcrawler is the same thing. It could be the same thing if you think about it.
It's weird because, I mean, we're moving up to now things like Warcraft and particularly like Assassin's Creed is one that sticks out for me. I've played, I think, all of the Assassin's Creed games, and all of them have got a cracking story all the way through them. They do keep you hooked in the game, but then the movie was just terrible.
I have never played an Assassin's Creed game, but I saw the trailers for the movie. Now, my assumption, my stepson had it, and I would see him out of the corner of my eye playing it once in a while. I just haven't played a lot of video games in years. And once I do, it's going to be something, you know, slow moving like Civilization or City Skylines or something like that. Or I'll pull out an old game from the 90s that I used to love.
Pong.
Yeah.
The last video game that I played was Vice City, Grand Theft Auto Vice City. Oh,
okay. My dad had an original Pong game that he kept in, you know, in the 70s and the early 80s that he would keep in play. And finally brought it into the house because it just wasn't making money anymore. But we had an original tabletop, you know, cocktail style Pong game.
How much would that be worth now?
He got rid of it. I was so mad at him. I wanted it. And not that it worked very well anymore. Man, you'd open it up, it was just full of chips and cards and shit in it. It's just insane. Yeah, I was talking about something and now it's completely fled my brain. What was I talking about?
I'm finished.
You sons of bitches. just distract them enough and then it'll quiet down.
Oh, that's a line from, I think it's Life of Brian. And where was I? I think you finished.
You were talking about your stepson playing the game. What was
Assassin's Creed. Creed. Yeah, Assassin's. I wanted to ask is
don't ever go about me getting lost in stuff.
God damn it. Assassin's Creed, my assumption was that it was a period piece game. It was just, you know, this guy back in the medieval times. But then it looked like, no, he's actually a guy in the future that is doing virtual reality or something, or goes back in. Is that the way the real game is?
The way they did the first game was actually quite clever because it was all set sort of back in time. But what it turns out is there was an organization that were able to tap into memories of your past lineage, and you could live the life of a particular person from an historical event through this machine called the Animus. And it was actually very, very clever. And like I say, when you first played the game, when you got to that bit, it was like, oh, wow, that's brilliant. And then the others are all the same, that you kind of, there are historical events that go on and they need to find a certain artifact or a certain thing, and you go back, live as your ancestor. And it was, like I say, it was very well done. But the movie, how they managed to mess the movie up is just beyond me, because like I say, the first, all of these, I've played all of them. The last one is set in the Viking times, but there was one set at the Egyptian times. I think it's Origins. It was fantastic, and it had this, again, this great story where you're trying to find this particular thing, but then it goes to modern day and then it goes back and forth, and like I say, the movie was just, it was a mess. I remember the last,
do you get to kill anybody in the game?
Oh yeah, loads of people, straight. except for apparently you didn't kill innocent people. So you got to have like morals.
Do you get to kill any kids in it? Is the
I can't remember. Oh. I don't know if I've... I think I'm sure I've probably tried. You've got to do something to pass the time. It's weird coming up to, like, Assassin's
Creed. I feel like
Creed
I got because... some red flags coming from you there, Sean.
Yep, we're going to just steer him... Yoda, we're just going to steer him away. Yeah. But then, funny
back
enough...
to kid murder. Always with the kid murder. He must have kids. That...
Fully understand.
I just want him dead.
Then there was a remake of Tomb Raider. Anybody remember it?
I remember seeing a trailer for it before one movie I was watching. That's about all I saw of it.
They took Tomb Raider and they took out everything that made it intriguing, good. Which was a very hot woman with giant tits. And
wasn't it Alicia Vikker who played her in the
she's
remake?
Very pretty, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it took out all the sexy tits. Titillation and all that kind of stuff that went... that was part of the game, that was part of the fun. It wasn't that,
yeah,
you know, you did Tomb Raider. I remember everybody patching it. You got Nude Raider. This extremely terrible blocky polygon nude woman. It was the worst looking thing. She looked like Legos.
Triangle boobs, wasn't it?
Yeah, triangle boobs. Pyramid tits.
Yeah. So, which is weird because it was set in Egypt.
Yeah. I mean, it was so silly, the things we did, but it was, you know, that was part of the charm of the game, you know. And now you can't have anything that any guy would like to look at. That would be, that's no good.
Yeah,
Women have decided that we're not allowed to look at them anymore. It's like, okay, fine.
Even though she is a strong female character. No, yeah. That's too strong. It's too strong.
Too sexy. It's like, okay, we won't look at any of you anymore.
Oh, see, again, another great one, which I'm sure everybody's going to remember, was they tried to make a movie out of the video game where you were a giant lizard.
Oh,
monkey.
Yeah, Rampage.
Yeah. You know, and the game itself was obviously just land on a building, eat the helicopters, eat the people. But then they tried to make it a story out of it. And it was just kind of, again, you know, I keep coming back to the whole, I think it was on South Park where they... the person answers the call and says, "Hello, this is Netflix. Your project has been approved. How may I direct your call?" You know, and just, let's make a movie out of Rampage. Oh, okay.
You know, that, I remember playing so many quarters on that in the 80s at arcades. Yeah. And when it came out, I thought, does today's audience, like kids, even know what the hell that is? You know, it's like being like, oh, this is a...
Yeah, it was a somewhat popular game. I wouldn't, you know, it wasn't like Pac-Man levels of, or Asteroids or Space Invaders, you know, Rampage. People like Rampage. That's the one where you always have to follow it up with, yeah, that's the one where... You were the lizard or the... Oh, right, that one. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, what about that one from not too long ago? Speaking of Adam Sandler earlier, he's in that movie where they fight
Pixels.
Aliens come. Yeah.
Pixels, yeah. It's kind of the aliens want to invade, but they want to invade through old arcade machines.
Well, yeah, I think that.
Not
I think
really,
the reason.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that really has in common with a video game movie is its Rotten Tomatoes score.
And then you got, actually saying that, I'm going to defend this one. February last year, or 2020, not last year, the year before, but Sonic the Hedgehog, I actually thought was quite good.
It was fine.
It was entertaining.
It was fine. It's fine.
I do remember that the whole U-turn that they did, that when they released the trailer and everybody hated the look of Sonic, and they went back and fixed it, and I actually have respect for that. So I thought, I'm going to give it a try. And like I say, I was entertained by it. I did find myself giggling all the way through. I thought it was all right.
You know, you that is a good point. There's something kind of historic about Sonic. It's got to be the first movie where they released a finished trailer. With, you know, because I mean, making Sonic that's not easy, you know, and redoing all that again is a pretty expensive process, and yet they went ahead and put the money in and did it, which was, I can't think of a time where backlash like that. I mean, I know that they've gone and done reshoots after, you know, test screenings and things like that, but that early and that much of a backlash and the money they must have had to put in, I can't imagine.
I'd like to say I've got a mediocre of respect for it, for that. And like I say, I do remember enjoying it. I do remember thinking it was quite funny. Then there was
one before it. You didn't mention Detective Pikachu, which I was somewhat surprised that I enjoyed, moderately enjoyed. I mean, it wasn't, you know, typical video game awful. It was, this isn't bad. And it was such a bizarre choice of a video game. And it ended up being the highest rated one on here, I think,
ain't that a card game, though, that originally or something?
It's some sort of Pokemon video game on Game Boy or Nintendo DS or something.
Oh,
I
it's
don't
some
know.
Kind of Pokemon on
Pokemon.
Nintendo or something.
Yeah,
like
it's one of those Pac-Mans.
Yeah.
I think, do you know what? I don't think I've seen Detective Pikachu because I missed the whole.
It's because you're old as hell.
No. But when the games first came out, I just never got around to playing them. Any of the Pokemon games. So I didn't bother.
Because you were old at the time.
Well, they came out in the 90s, and I was in my 20s, and I was still too far.
I had a Game Boy.
My friend, one of my oldest friends, loved it at the time. Loved it.
I could never understand the whole Pokemon thing when it came out. I had no idea. My stepson loves like Magic the Gathering, some of these card games. I tried to get my mind wrapped around Magic Gathering, can't do it. So apparently I am too old for some of this stuff.
How'd you get Pikachu onto a bus? Pokemon.
Hey-o. I tried. I don't know.
Don't you have to be a dad to do dad jokes?
Oh, yeah. Then Monster Hunter is on there. Now, that is a movie I didn't finish. It's very rare for me to turn something off. And that was just, that was dull as dishwater. That just nothing happened in the first,
I never saw it.
30, 40 minutes of it. It was awful.
That's what happened with me in the new Kingsman movie. Like, 40 minutes in, I'm like, that's enough of that.
That's basically.
That's a shame.
Mila Jovovich needs work, and we can't do any more Resident Evils. So,
I'm going to say this. I know this sounds a horrible thing to say, but there are certain actors that when you see their name, you think to yourself, "I'm in for a good film here." For example, say like Brian Cox. You know, if you see Brian Cox's name, you think, "Oh, you know, Brian."
Super Troopers.
Mila Jovovich. Whenever I see her name, I just think, eh.
"Yeah."
You know, this is not.
Is it the
be
Fifth
good.
Element? No, nope, then it's gonna suck.
Fifth Element, I will give her. But I mean, all the other stuff. I mean, because she was in the reboot of Hellboy, and again, it was like a seal of, not a seal of approval. It was a seal of crap that she was in it. And then most recently, Resident Evil: Welcome to Raccoon City, which I watched and was not impressed with. In any way, shape, or form.
I did not see it. Mortal Kombat, the remake that did last year.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Better than the other two, I guess. Is that damning with faint praise? I'm pretty sure that is.
Yeah, it is exactly what that is.
Apparently the new
I didn't die while I watched it.
Yeah.
So.
My soul's still going, so I guess that's good. Werewolves Within is one that got 85%, and that one actually I kind of want to give a shot. Yeah, it's a video game.
Do you know what? I didn't know that was a video game.
I didn't either.
And I watched it and I found myself giggling all the way through. I thought the comedy really tickled me, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I would happily watch it again.
It's playing on one of the cable movie channels, and I saw it come up, and I started to watch it the other night, but something else come on that, you know, I preferred. Yeah, and I was like, well, I'll go back and watch that. But now that you tell me it's a video game movie, I'm second guessing if I will or not. But then,
no, because like
you say, it's funny. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe
it is worth. I mean, it's not everybody's cup of tea. I know. I think I put a review up of it, and I said I really liked it, and a load of people said that they weren't fans. But I found it funny. I found the humor was just really spot on. Like I say, it made me giggle quite a lot all the way through. And whatnot. Now, and so then in February, well, yeah, look, only next week, Uncharted is out.
Yep, on the 18th. And then Sonic the Hedgehog 2 comes out in April. And then Borderlands, which I've never played.
What is that?
I've played it briefly, but I didn't.
Is that like a zombie, a post-apocalypse kind of movie?
It was. I know it was kind of a co-op game. I thought it was like a co-op game set in the future, and you just run around killing people and doing missions type of thing. It's directed by Eli Roth, so I'm imagining there's probably going to be quite a lot of violence in it.
That's intriguing. That's kind of hooked me on that.
I'm not a fan of Eli Roth.
Well, I got to watch his new movie, but he does like violence, and I do like violence too. So it makes me curious that.
And, no, interesting.
Five Nights of Freddy's movie, maybe.
Never heard of it.
Freddy Krueger?
Five Nights at Freddy's is like that Nicolas Cage movie where he beats up the animatronic stuff.
Five Nights at Freddy's is
where you're like having to keep an eye on.
It's not like Freddy got fingered.
No, but they did. They eventually end up fingering you if you don't keep an eye on him.
I think I just watched Willy's Wonderland again.
Yeah.
That.
How do you make a movie about Minecraft?
Very shittily.
Jesus.
Goodness me, yeah. I mean, just I can't even comprehend that.
I actually despise Minecraft. You know, we had to put up with those shitty graphics because we had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it on purpose?
Take a step. Yeah.
What's wrong with you kids today?
And like YouTube, if you find yourself on the wrong part of YouTube, you're just like millions and millions of videos of it. It's like, what the hell? Who cares? What is this?
Yeah. Animated movies. Did anybody see Final Fantasy: The Spirits Within?
No. Actually, yes, I did, and I do remember that being quite good.
I was kind of shocked, at least at the time, of how photorealistic the CGI was, because this was in 2001, so you're talking only a few years after the first Toy Story, right?
Yeah.
And CGI movies are not what they are now, and it was just breathtaking how good it looked. As far as the story and the movie itself, it was kind of dull, but it looked.
I must admit, I don't remember the story.
Yeah,
in any way,
shape, or form. It was very dull.
How do you remember that you liked it then?
I just remember when I watched it, I remember thinking, oh, that was quite good.
It was so good, I can't even remember anything.
It was like 2001. I've slept since then. Goodness me. Okay. You know, I haven't watched this since.
I didn't realize it was that old.
God. Yeah, no. 20 years ago. Goodness me.
And then they did a Ratchet & Clank movie, which I didn't even remember.
Nope.
And then the two Angry Birds movies, which the second one actually got a better rating than the first one.
The Godfather.
There you go.
It's the third one that's going to be the bad one.
Yeah. The first one's got a 43%, so I wouldn't call it exactly good. I did see the first one. I never saw the second one, and
I've not bothered with either.
It's nothing.
Who made you watch those?
I don't remember. I was probably miserably drunk at the time.
Laid on the couch, nothing but underwear, bottle of whiskey. Yeah. Like, let's see what's on this
The remote batteries ran out. And I said,
but he's
fuck
actually
it.
Passed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just vaguely remembers like parts of it from when he was drifting in and out of alcohol poisoning.
You know, you're crying into a pillow every night at your life, and this is what you end up watching.
So. Know where you're coming from there, brother.
I know you do too.
This is the highlight of my whole week is us doing this.
Nice. It's nice that they let you out till this late on a Sunday because you've got to go back to the home, haven't you, in a couple of hours?
Oh, no, I'm in the home. They just make a little room for me. I promise that I won't rub shit on the walls if they let me do this.
NGL doesn't know about Star Wars.
The cake is a lie.
Apparently, looking through that, they aren't going to be doing a Portal movie. Now, the first Portal was pretty good. The second Portal, which has got J.K. Simmons and Stephen Merchant in it, is brilliant. Stephen Merchant sort of plays this rogue robot who's an idiot, basically. And it's if you play through the movie, the puzzles are actually quite good, and I quite enjoyed playing through it. But his commentary is hilarious.
Play through the movie?
No, the game, Portal 2. Because Portal is coming out as a film, apparently, at some point in time.
That was one I played recently. I did enjoy Portal 2 quite a bit.
Like I say, Steve Merchant in it is very funny. There's a bit in there where he says, oh, now I'm a super being. Listen to this. And he apparently says something in Spanish, and the translation in Spanish is, you have installed this software incorrectly. Please reboot. Which is just genius, the whole thing. So yeah, Portal and Portal 2 in particular is a crackingly good game, and it's very, very head scratchy to get through. It's very, you know, it really does puzzle you.
Watch your work through some of the chats there.
Oh yeah, right, okay. Oh, we've had people talking. My goodness,
I know.
Lonely on strange strips without clothing.
Not those that go down a little further.
Not until they start paying us, anyway.
Silent Hill was okay. Considering the video game movies at the time, it was good. He did Blood... Oh, yeah, U-Bowl did Blood Rain and a few others. And like I say, basically, it's, I do remember my favourite story about U-Bowl is the fact that he kept going to Activision, I think it is, who had World of Warcraft, and they literally laughed him out of the office when he was sort of like, oh, I'd like to make a, you know, movie of your thing, and it's like, no, we've seen your movies, get out. Which is smart. I don't know if that's true, but yeah,
that's a shrewd business decision.
It wasn't, oh, Sean's coming back to thingy, it wasn't rape, she didn't say no.
There's two rules.
I think you're talking about the Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Another tip is it's not rape if they're dead.
Anyway. I don't think I've seen Revenge of the Nerds, so I think I'm going to have to put that on my watch list as well.
Watch the second one, too. It's actually over the top, even dumber, and I kind of like it better.
Yeah, that one they went PG, though, and I'm like, eh.
There is no rape in it, yeah.
No. We have Bush.
Oh, actually, do you know what we haven't mentioned as based on a video game? Oh, well, actually saying that, I mean, it's probably based more on the book, but we didn't mention The Witcher, because The Witcher as a series is
It's a series, yeah. Yeah, I get, it's. I've tried to watch it. I'm not, it's tough to get into. It jumps around. Narratively, it jumps around all over the place, and it's kind of a chore.
Eggy Wegs, I remember the Tomb Raider remake. It wasn't that bad as far as game movies go.
That's why he's not invited back.
You did. Better than the original movie. I never watched the sequel. Rampage was okay. It was just another, looked at it as another monster movie. It was a reboot. Never talk about Adam Sandler. Okay, that can be next week's subject then. I'll tell you what, I was going to say, here's next week's. What's Adam Sandler's best movie? Happy Gilmore. Anyway.
Well, Punch-Drunk Love and then Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I suppose. Uncharted a bit. Looked like they rebooted games.
Talking to each other more than they're talking to us.
Yeah, I
know. So they don't care what we're talking about.
Eli Roth is hit and miss. I find the same with him.
I would agree with that.
I find his movies are just sort of, right, we need as much blood and violence as we can in them just to make them good. And it's
What else do you want?
Some narrative, some
boobs.
Get out of
here.
Boobs. What's the problem?
Oh, there we go. That's one we didn't mention was they did Battleship as well, didn't they?
That's kind of not a video game.
That's an electronic board game.
The original is not even electronic.
That's right. Yeah, there was a Battleship.
My parents couldn't afford the electronic one.
Loser.
You rich kids had everything.
Oh, actually, Sean's just made the point. Wedding Singer. Yeah, we can give Adam Sandler Wedding
that
Singer.
That is a... Yeah, I like Wedding Singer.
I like it less than I did.
Oh, Sean apparently says that the Final Fantasy movie is horrible. Again, Sean, I haven't seen it for like 20 years. I just remember liking it. If I watched it again now, I'd probably... be different. Yoda is wearing the same Superman shirt.
Oh, yeah, I'm wearing a Superman shirt. I'm a week off. Sorry.
I'm not being funny, but I can smell it from here.
next week, I'll have a Back to the Future shirt.
I've gone like, see, I've actually got a couple now.
You guys never complimented me on my shirt, my Canon film shirt.
Well, your lighting is so shitty in that room. Sorry. I don't know what you're going to do about that.
I don't know. Let me try to. Yeah, I don't know. That this is
a goddamn lamp, would you please?
I've got a lamp. This is a limited run, so you won't be able to get one like this from Rotten Cotton. Sorry about that. You snooze, you lose, boys.
Yeah, gutted. they should make more movie based on PlayStation games like Wipeout. But there wasn't really a story in Wipeout. Well, I was going to say there's not really a story
in
Rampage.
Isn't Wipeout a TV
show? No, Wipeout 2049, that was the PlayStation game. Where
Wipeout
2049,
that was the sequel to the cyberpunk classic Wipeout. Directed by Ridley Scott.
Is this a surfing movie?
You know what? Can we, when we finish up with this little bit, can we talk a little bit about Ridley Scott's new Blade Runner projects and stuff there, maybe?
I've only played the PS game. Wedding Singer is Adam Sandler. Clue is a board game. There was Clue. I've obviously not a video game, but Clue is a great movie, and I absolutely love Clue.
They should have made a Chutes and Ladder movie too. I mean,
Candyland.
I was going to say that next.
Mousetrap. Do that one.
Yeah, like I say, somebody's out there. Well, they've made a whole TV series on the Queen's Gambit on chess. So.
Chess is such a lowest form of.
Do you know what my favorite thing was? Is apparently Netflix released a board game based on the Queen's Gambit, and it was kind of, you mean chess?
No,
it's just called chess. No,
you
it's
can
Netflix.
Play the hit new game.
But yeah, Netflix released it as the Queen's Gambit game.
That's some high.
If they release it as Battle Chess, that would be awesome.
Battle smart checkers, I think is what you call it.
All right.
Apparently, Anya Taylor-Joy was so good at chess, it's because she could see all the way around the board. Because her eyes are so far apart.
She could stand on Wednesday and see both weekends.
Hey, Sean.
Yes.
Tell us about your VHS story in the worst segue ever.
Yeah, so last week you got to hear about my brother's porn rental in the family VHS machine, as George calls it. And so this story, fast forward, pun intended, to 1994, and I'm senior in high school, and my best friend and one of his friends, they live.
I graduated in 88. Go to hell.
Sorry. So anyway, there's one of these small mom and pop VHS rental stores. We all saw them, and of course it had the porn section in it. So this guy was going out of business and had been selling them all, selling off VHS as he was closing down. And of course, not being old enough to buy porn at the time, they're in there looking, and they notice peeking into the little beaded door that there's still mostly pornos in there. So the weekend comes, and him and his friend sneak down to it in the middle of the night. They break into it, and he has a gym bag, which is, imagine like a duffel bag if you don't know what that is. And they sneak in there. It's in the middle of the night. They can't turn the lights on. He goes into the porn room, and they just start opening them up, because those big clamshell cases, you guys remember how big those. So they're just opening those up to make more room, and they're just throwing in, I think there was like 312 of them. So they fill it, they get back.
I'm assuming the statute of limitations has run out by now.
Wasn't me anyway.
You're not putting anybody at risk here.
One of them's dead. The other one lives in Alabama now. Okay. So
that's one a of them sport died in a horrible, Alabama.
So
one
they
of them,
get
one of them died in a Blockbuster video.
Yeah.
So he gets home in the light. They opened it up, and every single one of them was gay porn.
Talk about your all-time backfires.
Yeah, so he can't get rid of them immediately, because he lives in that area. So he hides them up in the upper part of his closet. until he can, you know, throw them away. And so they're in there for a week or two, and he finally gets rid of them. Now,
oh, please tell me his parents found him.
Oh, well, we're going here.
Okay.
He just lived with his mom. He is a single mom. So a few years ago, I got in contact with again, and I brought that up, and we had a good laugh on it. And he tells me that just maybe a year before or something, he's like, yeah, I was talking to mom, and she brought up, basically, she had got in there and found him and was like, well, you know, Bubby, I guess he's a little confused right now. And he's like, no, mom, I just... And he's like, okay, Chris, okay, but whatever. Because
the explanation is not much better, is it?
You know? Right. Well, he's like explaining it to her, and she's like, okay, if you say so. But yeah, she did find him. And so for probably 30
criminal
years or something.
Criminal or gay? Criminal yeah. or gay?
Yeah, so for like 30 years or something, he did not know his mom had saw those in there and had thought, you know, like, my son's a little Latin foot or something.
That's a great story.
Oh, this guy was a yeah. Speaking, you know, we were joking about writing with shit on the wall. That reminded me of another story. I worked with this guy. His nickname was Pork Chop, but he worked at over in West Virginia. He worked at he worked at a state run you know, facility for taking care of like the mentally ill, and like the kind that you can't even let out. And he told me that there was this one that would take a shit and get a whole roll of toilet paper and wrap the turd up in like this giant Easter egg and leave them, because they would let them out in the day to go do stuff, and they would like, he would like hide them like giant Easter eggs. And they would come in and find, like, in his room, all the toilet paper gone, and they know that there was, like, a shit Easter egg somewhere. And all the people that worked there would have to go try to find this thing. Like, it had happened, like, once or twice a week.
I like the fact that the whole premise of Easter is to find his Easter eggs. And obviously, it's like, once a week, it's like, oh, God, we've got to do it again.
They all had to...
I just love the idea that, you know, the person that is... working or in charge of mental defectives is named Pork Chop.
That was his nickname.
Oh, sure.
I was going to say, yeah, they should never let the inmates name the staff.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a story about that guy. So this guy was something else.
To this movies discussion.
No, this is worth it. This guy got into a bar fight and slashed a guy. And, you know, there were charges and everything. And, you know, he got charged with it, and the trial was coming up. And he was so convinced he was going to get jail time, which he would have, that he got married to his girlfriend, thinking that the judge would be more lenient on him, being that he was a newly married man. Day of the trial comes, the dude that he cut, he'd run out of the state because he had gotten some other kind of trouble. They dropped charges, and the whole thing was dismissed. Dude was now freshly married to some chick he didn't even barely know.
This is a judge going, well, I don't think I can impose a sentence any worse than you've already done to yourself.
Yeah, that's right. I sentence you to marriage.
You're already sentenced to life, so I don't know what else I could do, bud.
Now, here's the bummer. 2002, his wife calls me on Valentine's Day. He apparently died in his sleep overnight, had a heart attack. Sorry about that.
That took the edge off that story.
What's the punchline? No, he's really dead. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he really did die.
Wow, look at the viewers just drop off.
Goodness me.
Oh. What the hell's wrong with you, Sean?
People usually like that story, except I don't add the part where he died.
That's the part I'm asking. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
I don't know. I can see
Sean sort of saying, love story. Brilliant comedy. Oh, I laughed so much at the end of that. It was hilarious.
Was his wife the one he married to get out of jail? So he stayed with her.
He did stay with her, yep.
Until death do they parted.
Yep. It turned out that it worked. I got another story about him and her, though, that's even funnier, but maybe.
Well, We should save be talking it. About, yeah.
Yeah,
how do we bring this into movies? I have no idea anymore.
In fact, I'll
let's talk Roadhouse.
I'll tell you guys the story after we close down the stream, and then we can decide whether if it's appropriate for a live stream or not anyway. But it's funnier
gonna,
than anything.
I'm going to say right up front, probably not.
Probably not. I mean,
it's funnier than anything I've told you already. I'll tell you that much. But
Now everybody's like, well, you going to leave us out of this? Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We're going to leave you out of this.
So Porkchop. So he said, so Porkchop looked after Sean.
Exactly. Well, we both worked at like a sporting goods gun store at the time, and he had moved on from that job and was working there and was telling me about it. He clearly did not like that. He did not like hunting turd Easter eggs a couple of times a week, so he decided to move.
Really?
On.
Goodness. It's funny because, I mean, most of the chocolate they put in these eggs these days is, you know, close to turd anyway. So
he said that one week they didn't find one in time, and he went out and there was a guy sitting on like a little bridge peeling it apart slowly and sticking the toilet paper in his mouth.
It's the old joke, isn't it, about with toilet paper. It's like, oh, there's nothing worse with a toilet paper when it rips and your finger goes into your bum and you get all the poo underneath your thing. Apart from that, working at the old folks' home is great.
I think it's time to end this stream. Really?
No. We got Ridley Scott to talk about.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So what do you got? You guys got your hopes up for the new Blade Runner movie that he's not through running it into the ground.
Is it a show or is it a movie? I think it's a show.
Oh, it's a show.
Yeah, a show.
Amazon are doing it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, given how awesome Lord of the Rings looks.
Right, next week we got to talk about Lord of the Rings because I mean that's a whole other show there.
The Rings of Black Power.
My favorite comment is what I put in the articles. I put the photos up. Is the fact that Middle Earth 1,000 years ago had a lot of black people in it, but Peter Jackson's version didn't. So obviously, at some point, they had a nice ethnic cleansing.
Yeah, genocide.
A huge genocide where they rounded up all of the black people and killed them.
Obviously, it was the elves.
Yeah. Those racists. I was
running a farm, but according to the new photos,
I'm still trying to figure out how they have a black dwarf, you know, a race that pretty much stays underground and never sees the sun.
Maybe I'm thinking of coal miners, how they get black.
Is that what it is? It's black face? Is that what you're telling me?
It just happened. Yeah, it's just they did it so long it become.
Yeah, it like sinks into their skin and absorbs into their skin.
Wow.
Okay, so next week, come back for us. More racist comments about Lord of the Rings. I did see it.
They brought this on themselves, you know.
Is Tolkien's family not still like have some kind of control over this? Because
yeah, they do.
You'd think that they would be like, no, this is
like you know how it is when you get the Tolkien, he writes it right, and then his sons, they know, you know, they knew Tolkien, they knew what he wanted, and they kind of take care of it. Then you get to the grandsons and the great grandkids, and they don't know shit. They're just living. You're like, how much money? Okay.
Yeah, because apparently, wasn't it something like $250 million or something? They say
some ridiculous amount.
Sorry. It was a ridiculous amount of money. I'm sorry. Like I say, if my dad had made a prestige piece of work and everything else, and somebody offered me that much money, yep, stuffy dad. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want the money.
Don't care about your legacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. You guys can do what you like with it.
That's right. Yeah. We're gonna put a bunch of Maori in there. Is that a problem? No, not a problem at all. Whatever. Just keep emptying the dump truck of money. That's fine.
They're all going to be Jamaicans.
That's right.
So Salmon. We should talk about that next week. Are you taking the ring back, man?
Yeah. Throw it in the fire, man. Do it now, man.
No, we shouldn't do voices, should we? That's really bad.
The only acceptable accent is my imitation of you, so
yeah. Right, okay, so Sean, are we gonna wrap up now?
Yes, we'll wrap up here. want to thank you for watching this train wreck of a stream. I want to thank at Not George Lucas and Sean Easter Egg Thompson for joining us here on another wild and crazy shit stream that we've put together here. We'll be back again next week.
Dude, that's live stream. It's live stream. You said it again.
I know what I said. you can join us at lastmovieoutpost.com. If you want to contact us, you can contact me at DrunkenYoda1 on Twitter or at NotGeorgeLucas1 on Twitter. And, of course, you can reach us at lastmovieoutpost.com. Or is it at Movie Outpost? I forget which. We're on Twitter. If you come to lastmovieoutpost.com, you'll find us. Please like, share, subscribe. We could use all the subscribers we can get. We just reached 1,000 subscribers. I think we're a little above that now, but we want to thank each and every one of you. We thank everybody for chatting with us here. That's been a lot of fun, and you keep us honest. So we will be back next week, and of course we have many more videos coming. I think George, after you get moved, you're going to get working on a lot more things, so we should have a lot more content coming.
Hopefully moving on Friday, and so as soon as I actually get an office set up, like I say, I'm going to be back on making videos. And again, people need to check out the YouTube channel, because the last video that you put up, Yoda, was excellent.
I'd like to know what you guys think of that. I'd like to do kind of a wrap up every week of our different the different news stories that come through. I think I got the idea from like Linus Tech Tips, like tech news and things like that, and just thought, we do enough stories, might as well put them together in a thing. And then the jokes just started coming naturally, because Hollywood is a joke. So
there were jokes in it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I didn't say they weren't truthful ones. But yes. So anyway, thank you for watching. And guys, you got any final thoughts?
I'm not going to watch the sports ball thing tonight.
Oh, yeah. The American Hand Egg.
The American Hand Egg. The Super Bowl is tonight. And if you don't watch it, you're a communist.
Oh, so, well, I guess I'm a communist then.
You're a communist.
Comrade.
Just letting you know, that's the way it is. I didn't make the rules, okay? It's in the Constitution.
It's a bunch of communists playing.
Yes,
I think
NFL is... Contra-chun, compra my house for bread and vodka. It'll be nice.
The NFL is actually the only place where I adore socialism.
Just like it, because it's a bunch of white owners telling a bunch of black men what to do. That's why you like it. Don't lie.
Disavow. Well, some of the owners are disavow. Women. I'm progressive.
Well, you know, okay.
Yes, a bunch of white billionaires telling a bunch of white black millionaires what to do.
Yeah, very oppressed of the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing is a nightmare.
With their money and their women and their
I don't know how they deal with it. Okay, I think we've gotten ourselves in enough trouble, so we will go ahead and clear this up. Will you be with us again next week, George? Will we be...
I should be, yes. I've planned to switch the internet over, so that's the main... All I need, basically, in the new house, before anything's set up, is the TV and the internet, and then I'm happy.
Are you taking the wife with you, or is she staying there?
Undecided.
Is she watching now?
That might determine.
No, I would say probably not. Let's hope she never does. Yeah. Shot comes out the side. Well, it was nice knowing you. All right, people, we will see you next week. Thanks for watching, and remember, visit lastmovieoutpost.com.